raising mighty monuments to the law, or something odd and secretive, like the astronomer, tracking the moons and cataloguing the sky. Regardless of where I was obligated, I looked forward to living in the magnificent capital, where it was said all the women were beautiful, the food was rich, and the waters pure and free of demons. As a gangly boy with thin arms, a narrow chest, and a sensitive disposition, it never even entered my mind that I might be obligated to one of the militant orders. But upon the flag of Great House Sarnabat is the wolf, and such a cunning predator is a fitting symbol for the family which mine was vassal to. I shall not delve into the petty house politics which resulted in my obligation going to the Protector Order, but basically, my father had given some inadvertent insult to Arthakur. Thus, it amused our leader to give me to the most infamous order of all, the brutal enforcers of the law, where it was common for their young obligations to die in their unforgiving training program. I recall my mother sobbing as I left our house, because she knew in her heart that her soft summer-born child would fail and die miserably. At 14 years old, which, by the way, is a little old to become a protector acolyte, I travelled not to the glorious and wealthy capital, but to the austere and miserable hall of the protectors, near the top of the world, high in the unforgiving mountains of Devakula, in the distant frozen south. I was despondent the entire journey there. All I knew of the protectors was that they did nothing but pursue and execute lawbreakers. That, and they were one of the few orders whose members were not allowed to wed until their obligation was fulfilled. So they lived a life of stoic solitude. At that age, I was a silly romantic, so the idea of being bereft of female companionship until my obligation was done filled me with dread. My service was to last for a period of no less than 10 years, and let us be honest, the odds of me surviving 10 years of murderous village-burning butchery were slim as my waist. We crossed a great many narrow bridges over deep chasms on the way to the hall in Devakula, and I contemplated hurling myself off every single one. Those I travelled with would surely tell my family it was an accident, for slipping on ice and falling to your doom, though ignominious, was a more honourable end than suicide. Hitting the sharp rocks would have been a much faster end. Except it was during this journey that I found I possessed a great stubbornness, for I would not give my Thakur the satisfaction of expiring so quickly. To the ocean with him. Though he was the focus of my great hate at the time, honestly, I can no longer even remember my Thakur's face. He is as forgotten by me as the gods are to men. But that initial spark of defiance which flickered into being on a swaying bridge high in those mountains has remained with me ever since. Decades later, that tiny spark would grow into a great roaring fire. Later, that fire would help ignite a conflagration which would threaten to burn the entire world. But I get ahead of myself. Gather close, my children. I must tell you how I believed in those days, for I still had much to learn. The law required there to